Hess and Olive. Rashi is in the Mishnah. So the Chevel was to make an Oizen Lekupa. Oizen is like a literally an ear, which is a handle to hold the Kupa. Lechs about to hold it. Tzloi is the Tloisabai, which is something you would use to hang the Napa in the quarter. Minus Minol, you use the Gemi to make this, show the according to Behuda, to show the size of the shoe. Harosu the Umin, Kamidasu and Itzark. You would show the shoemaker, this is the size that I need. The Yorme, Asavim Oisim, so they would make it out of reeds, papyrus. Kesu Shomuksin. Yeshacha Adam Shanoisan Amechas, the Rosh Nahar, the Makam Echad. The person pays the mechas for the person who's in charge of the river on one end of the river. Sometimes that he's meichel him. He would give him a seal, the haris lemuchishim, to show the collector at the other end that he was meichel the tax, or that he paid the tax. They would write two letters in it. And those two letters are larger than the average letters. Yer Mochuk. Shuvayin Roy Lichtav, you would not write on it. After this had been erased, you would not write on it anymore. Vichit Sar Shir Gadol, Lichuk Alpitz Lukas. You would use it now to a larger amount. You would need a larger amount to wrap around the top of a bottle. Klav Kedutav Prasha Katana. Parchment already. Da'adi Dadom of Yekorim. Since it was expensive, lo yavli minei kishrei muksin, you wouldn't use it for kishrei muksin, ela tefillin mezuzas, lo mechai b'shir ezutas. It's only you use it for tefillin mezuzas, and the shir for that is the parsha katana. And that was the smaller size they would make of klaf. The other tiv shtei oisius, the roshim al shtei chulius shalkli. You would write two letters on two parts of a keli. I'll crush him or two beams, the Zafkan to keep them as a partner, to connect, to keep them as partners. Kelichol ayanachas, the common porach ayanachas holokachli, people don't do one eye at a time. The Mar is going to ask that. Devich is glid, which is our glue. Kelitim Rish hashavshup, but the Gemara Mepharshim more explains exactly what this trap looked like. Kelas is nekam kotem. Klishim lifted by kesef ka. You put in the mercury into it. So S&P bezefes abigrafis. You would fill up one end of the tube of the kli with zefes or gofris, your pitch or your sulfur. And nekam besech hastim on nekam dak lehotzi bayin. And you put a little hole in that to allow you to put the mercury in, take the mercury in and out. And then you would fill up that hole with shaiva. Karsis is levenik susha, ground pieces of brick. Las is pikur, shamapuach, nichnas, but you put the bellows in through that opening. Pitput is regal, lamokam mushav akur. You make a foot to hold up the cauldron, which you do the smelting in. Shemashivim al kain, also lakath, they put it on a support which is made for that. The garden tripod, lishvois hakadeva. Similar to the idea that we use a tripod to be shefis hakadeva. Suman kadev litan al pikur shall surface the hub. When mokum shame pechamim, when if they don't have coals, surfim zo be'esh shall suban. They would use the brand part of the. Of your grains as fuel for the fire to smelt the gold. Then seed is kelosit kanshab bonus, type of seed lahosher esaseir. They would smear on seed to remove the hair. Look at the Mora. Chelonami lichayv kere lasos tuloi lenofer lekmora. So the size of a tuloy is smaller than the size of your loop that you hang something on is smaller than the size of a handle which you use to pick something up to hold it. So why isn't Kevel Chayv on that smaller shear of making a tuloy a loop for the nap of the kvara? Our answer is kiman charek the mono by adi inchi. Rope was a coarser type of a material than the gami. Right. So it would sort of like scratch the container. It would make grooves in it. Tana Rabbana, Hutsin. It's another Morrison to go some other things. So that's
it's sort of a funny back and forth here because, I mean, the assumption was that this is what people are using. Right? In other words, in order for it to be the shiur, it has to be something that is shchiach, right?
Right.
So the answer was like, it should have been, well, no, it's not shchiach. This is explaining like why it's not shchiach, but that's not.
I hear. It's a good question. I'm not sure. Okay, I don't know. It's a good question. Where it says Hutzin, Tanarban Hutzin. Hutzin are your lulav leaves. Kelasis Oizen, the sal kfifa mitzaris. You would make a handle for a basket which is made out of the mitzoris. Actually is not mitzris, it's not an Egyptian kfifa, it's not an Egyptian basket. She said it's made from the tzuri dekel, which I always understood meant the leaves of the dekel also. I'm not sure why it's not referred to as hutzin. Okay, sieve was this type of material which grew some type of like a vine or something which grew on the outside of the dekel tree. It would grow up the dekel tree. So, Acherim Armim, so Acherim, which is usually a mayor, says, Kreliten alpi mashbech katan l'san anesayayin. You take a funnel and you want to convert the funnel into some type of a filter to filter out the wine which you pour through the funnel. So you'd put this sieve, which grows on the dekel, and it was porous, and it will let the wine through and hold back the sediments, etc. Revav is like a oil or fatty substance. Okay, losuch tachas espogin ketana. You would rub under. Problem with having these things, you know, we try to figure out the metzias for how they used to work. For them, it's like normal. For us, it's like, how exactly did they do this thing? They put like a cracker or a wafer into the oven, and you would smear under the wall of the on the wall of the oven under it. I guess it shouldn't stick too much, or it should absorb some of the oil as it's baking. I'm not sure exactly what was your precursor to what we have. You know, you have our oil spray, oil concept of oil use, that shouldn't stick. I'm not sure if that's the purpose of it. So the amount of oil which is necessary to smear under that this esbog and katana. How much is that? Casella, that's the amount the size of a cella. So it's a small cracker. Bryce says the amount is kigrogris. So my answer is idiotachurhu. Those are the same amounts. Muchim, soft materials we had before we had in the Metzaimnin. Gelasis kader ketano, you make a little ball. The kamashuroi keegos, the size of a nut. Zot the Gemara. New York, little
doesn't tell you what the purpose is. Like, I mean, kader ketano means it's just like for playing.
I think so. Okay, Tana, New York, little below Kesher Muxen. Tana, comma Kesher Muxen, and Shtei Oisius. Two letters was the size of a Kesher Muxen. Okay, Berminu, I'll ask you a stira. I might see New York Cholok. A person takes out paper which has not been written on yet. It's clean paper, literally smooth paper. Im yesh b'kadei lichtov shtei oisius, is chayav, kim lav, is potter. So stam oisius was not oisius of kesher muchsin, that was a larger size. If you meant a larger size, you would have to designate it as such, mention it as such in the brisa. So the brisa just said it's two oisius, it means two regular sized oisius. So the shear for chiyuv on the yor is not two large oisius, but two regular oisius. So Rosh Hashanah, Omer Rosh Hashanah, you're right. My Sheosius, Sheosius Shalom Kesher Muxen, were forced to say that the price, even though it did not say, did not mention it, it meant Kesher, the Oisius of Kesher Muxen. Rabbi Omar, Shte Oisius Didan, it would be two regular sized letters, that's what the price it means. But, Ube Sachiza, the Hanar Kesher Muxen. With Kesher Muxen, they would write the letters all the way to the edge of the paper. They weren't marked, but not leaving any type of free paper around the edges, whereas normally you write, you don't write all the way to the edge, you leave a little space, you write the letter, space, letter, and then space to the end of the item. So two regular osius with their base achiza, the place you could hold them literally, when you'd be able to hold on to it without touching the letter, is the equivalent of two large osius of Kesher Muxen, which go all the way to the edge of the page. Okay. Meisvei. So we have two pshatim in the brisa of Sheshes and Rafa. Habaytid yor gachuk. Brisa says a person takes out the paper which has been erased, or b'shtar perua, a document which has been paid already. Some type of a loan document which has been paid. If on the white part, the part which has not been written on, there is enough the space to write two letters. Or alternatively, you can use the whole piece of paper to cover your flask of plaiton. So either one will be enough to be chayiv. Im lav is potter. If it has either that amount of loiven, or it has not enough, large enough to be a bottle cover, so then it's potter. That's the brace. Bishlam of Rav Sheshes, the Morris says, according to Rav Sheshes, who argues that the brace who said the shear of chayiv is two osius of Kesher Muxen, there are maish teosish al kesher muxen, is sharper. So this brisa does not seem to contradict him in any way. But el the rava damer teosish didan ubeis achiza the hanar kesher muxen hacha beis achiza loitzorich. Over here, the part which has been written and erased, it can function as the beis achiza. And the Brisa says two osius, so means the shear of the chiyuv is writing two osius. So according to Sheshes, this Brisa also meant two large osius. According to Rabbi, it means two smaller osius with the extra space around in order to equal the shear of two large osius. But over here, I don't need to leave space around because I can hold on to it in the place which is erased. So over here, theoretically, I could write my letters all the way to the edge of the page. So, and still the Brisa meant two small osius, because that's what it means, Minastam Rava says. So why is it two small osius, and not two large osius, which is what our Mishnah says this year is two large osius.
I understand, why don't you just say, I mean, it's just talking about the norm. The norm is that it would be, k'day lift up shtei osius, and to have some white space.
It's a good question. It's interesting because the more answers kasha, that's a question. And as I mentioned to you before, that when the more it answers kasha means the more it feels that there is an answer to the question, the more it doesn't feel it was necessary to answer it. So potentially that's possible what the more it is saying. In other words, is it achiza something which must be necessary or something which is normal? So it's not necessary in this situation, but it might be that it was given anyway, so that it could be the shakwa tayyid, the gemara pasuk. Rashi. Chevel nami lechai b'shira zuta dechazim nami letzloi denafek kvar. You can use it for a tloi for napek kvar. Much of the charek, kain charek, you would make grooves in it. Tefshu kosher because it's hard. Pagim is eitz, it would scratch the wood. Hutzah shel lulav edekol, it's made of the lulav. Kivim mitzoris. So you make it into a handle for kivim. So sal ha'osim mitzurei dekel, a basket made out of the leaves of the dekel. Siv is bedilis. Shagadol sub of a dekel grows around the dekel. Kain malbush like a layer on top. Nichach sivoisa boilam. It climbs up it to some type of a vine. Pimashpech un tadir. So you take a funnel. And you put on the mouth of the funnel. The sun is a yain shemaakev apsolus ba'kamochim and the konis the fiakli. It would prevent the psolus, the sediments, and the kamochim are the things which the impurities which float on top of the oil, the wine, as opposed to the sediments. Usually, you picture sediments go to the bottom. The kamochim are the impurities, but the things which are little pieces of whatever which will float on top. So it blocks them from going into the kli. Ravav is shuman or shemen, it either means fat or oil, is to smear under the ispogen. Ispogen is a rokik, a wafer. Shenosim is batani, you put it into the oven. V'tochen tachtov alya, they would used to smear under it alya, which is the fat from the tail of the sheep. Kamish yurash al ispogen, how large is the ispogen? Kegurgus or kasela. Karas pluta is a ball. Near cholok shloim nitab amayelam is never written on. It's a right shtei osius. So chazaita shtei osius didan the sutra. It means two small osius. So sheshes answered it meant kesher shemuxim. Avloy boy gilyan the base achizah. Shoych say kuloi bekapoi pashet berayin. It doesn't need like a place. So it's not like the issue was there was a question of physical. They would leave a space to hold it to read it. You want to be able to hold it, so you'd leave a place to hold it. So by the muhsin, he would just lay it out in his hand and read it. He wouldn't have to hold it. Rashi says beloven is gillion is the what's the word I'm looking for, the area around the writing. What's the word for it?
Margin.
Thank you. You can hold it. If the idea was to have a place to hold it, you could hold it in the place which is erased. Mashtar, you can hold it, it's paid, the place where it's written. How much is Kesher Muchsin? A person takes out a Kesher Muchsin, which has already been written. It's a Kesher, it's a Mishnah Zadizchayim. Ashalei hero lemuchis. This guy, once he's used it, until he has, before he's used it already, so that has a chashivas and he's chayav. Mishero lemuchis. He's already showed it to the tax collector. Supporters, it's dumb. It's worthless at this point in time. Has no chashivas and he's potter. Yehuda Amar, af mishero lemuchis is chayav. Vimnei shetzarach loy, because he still needs it. Somebody wants to know, my benayo, what is this? The many times the word Mabinayo and Shas means give me a practical difference between the two of them. Well, we have a practical difference. We have the question of Mabinayo means what is the argument which they're arguing about? What's the underlying logic? He said, well, he says you do need it, he says you don't need it. What is the case that we're referring to? They would discuss whether you need it or not. Some words says, if you pshat him, Amrabaya, Ikebenao, Rehiti Mukhsa. The case where they're arguing is the people who run after the muchis, the customers, and claim they haven't paid the taxes. So they're called rehiti muchsa. They run after the taxes. So they don't, they're not necessarily honest. They're not necessarily really checking the records to see that you paid or not. They see the guy down the street, so they run up to say, hey, you didn't pay the tax. So you better, you want to have a proof that that you did, because they might make up the story. And this guy that waits for the guy to leave you alone. So that's what Yehuda says. Even after you paid it, you need it. So what's up in Tanakama? Rashi says in Tanakama says that these people who did it, I'm not sure I can picture the system exactly. The muchas would actually usually agree with you. So if you'd be willing to schlep back to the muchas, he would verify your story, and the guy, these people would leave you alone. So they weren't working for the muchas, it sounds like. It sounds like they were trying to, you know, blackmail people. You better pay us something, otherwise we're going to shove you back to the muchas, and they were scared to go back to the muchas. Or it was tirch to go back to the muchas, and they would sort of force them to pay. I don't know exactly what power they had over the people if the muchas would back up the story. Rashi says that the muchas would back up the story that you paid already, usually. You know, he remembered, you know, he saw you, whatever. I guess they didn't have a tremendous amount of people coming through over here that they would forget. Especially if it happened right away. So, yo, you paid, leave the guy alone. So, he didn't really need to hold on to it, just there was a tircham going back.
Yeah, so it'd be hard to tirchas.
Right. So that's their argument about whether it was the derech to maintain it for that purpose. Okay. Rabba remuchas gadol muchas katan ikim enayu. So there was the higher level authority and the lower level authority. So the muchas gadol wasn't the person who would stay there by the river, the bridge, or whatever it was that they were collecting this tax, this toll, the toll. And he would have somebody, he would appoint somebody else, the muchas katan, to take care of the job. But if you had your chosim, you would go to the higher authority to make sure that he saw it. So you would go to the muchas gadol, show it to him, and that was it. So you paid, you took care of your you paid the muchas, the mechas there, or you would show your reason why you're potter to him, etc. You get your, so that was the kesher muchsin that you used to show that you're paid. So that was, and afterwards you were finished. So Yehuda says no, because the muchas katan could still betray you a cup. And the Tanakama holds that normally what would happen is he would give you some type of a password or something of that of the sort to tell the muchas katan to leave you alone. So you didn't need to hold on to the kesher muchsin anymore. And I guess Yehuda held that the derech was to hold on to it, just in case you forgot the password or something of that sort. And he'd give you some type of a sign to leave you alone. Rabashi Omar, Chad Muchas Ika Benayu. No, there wasn't two muchsin over there. It was one muchas, and you paid the tax, and that's really, you're finished. But you want to show that you have it, because next time you come to pay a toll, you can show the next toll booth, you know, which is a new toll, that you're a reliable guy, because look, I have my receipt from the last pay. Don't get nervous and don't, you know, rough me over, because you see I paid by the last one. So guy pays my taxes. So that was also a need to view that was considered that significant. The Tanakhama said it's not significant. So Grashim Sharol Muchis, Rosh Mochaloi Rosh Nor. You would have the Kesher Muchsin. So the case of the mission was that the Rosh Nahor would give you this Kesher Muchsin that you paid, or that he was mad for you. And you now show it to the muchas at the other end. So once you showed it to him, Shemachalav Rosh Hashanah Samechah, Shuvain Tzarech Loi B'lechos Demidi. That was it, was finished. I've been now coming, but my pligi, The mic come of Yehuda, the tzarech loy. Where's the case of Yehuda said you would need it? Rehiti muksa, kurenush, couriers or something like that. To the rots and akra ha'ovrim, they run after the people who pass by. Laha'alil aleihim, to make false claims against them. Shloim nostum ameches, they didn't pay the tax. It's reach la'ovrim lachsa the muchis. It was a tirchah to go back, because the muchis would support your story, but it was a tirchah to schlep back. So they would come and say, what are you talking about? Here's my. So then he knew they have to leave him alone, because he has his proof. He wouldn't put away for that purpose. Because they'd run after him. They would just go back to the muchas, and muchas would back their claim. Muchas katan. Muchas gadol. So the bigger authority was a schlep for him to sit there by the bridge the whole time. He would make a lower authority under him. Now, what the world with this melech thing came in all of a sudden? I don't know where the chosim shamelech came in. The Rosh of Nahor or something, I don't know, where's all of a sudden we got a melech thing. I'm not sure whether so unless he means the case of a person was traveling for the king, so he would have his the royal exemption. So he would show his Chosh Mishal Melech. I'm confused. Anyway, you show the God, you show it to the higher authority, that's the person who would validate it. Rabbi Huda Tzarech Loi, you still need it afterwards. Shereg Kakot Yimne Enoi because the cotton will still stop you. And coming tzarech loy shagolam moshe l'simin devorim erma the cotton viper. He gives some type of a password which he would tell the cotton, and then he would let him go by. And Yehuda says, "Yeah, but you like to have the item to show just in case." The muchas sheni shalmaver acher, for different muchas of a different passage. A different ferry or whatever it is. Well, the parchment of Mechis, it's not going to make you putter from paying over there. Well, the Haris, Shunemon, Bechoshu, Venomavriach, Atzimim in the Mechis. He wants to show that he's a reliable fellow who does pay. He doesn't want to give them any type of excuse to claim he didn't pay, so he has this support, he has this item to support his claim. If a shtar chayv which is being carried out and has not been paid yet, the malbo takes out the shtar chayv, so obviously it's very choshev because he's going to use it to collect with, so it's chayv. Misha pro, it's been paid already, so it's really worthless. What can you do with it? Can't do anything with it, so it is pot. Yehuda Amar Af Misha pro was chayv. Yehuda again argues and says, no, even after it's been paid, person would carry it out, it has a chashivas, it has a usage, and therefore it's going to be chayiv. Somewhere wants to know, my benayah, what exactly is this machlokes again? Where? What's Rabbi Yehuda's point? Amar Rav Yosef, Aser lishos shtar perua ike benayah. They're arguing whether there's an Isser Chazal that they prohibited a person from maintaining a shtar which is paid in his possession. You may not maintain it, so that at this point in time, it's also it's you have to destroy it. So obviously, it's worthless. So neither the malva nor the loiva would keep this item intact. They would not keep it around. Well, you can use it as a bottle stop, and you can't. So malva wouldn't keep it. The loiva wouldn't keep it. Obviously, he's not generally keeping this thing around. He wants to destroy it. In case the malva. And he loses it, the Malva finds it, it's all he needs. So nobody's keeping this thing, so it's worthless. Rabbi Yehuda Sarber, Mutalish Shastar Peruah, Chazal did not ask her maintaining it. So the Malva would sometimes, after it was paid, the Loiva would get a receipt, and the Malva would keep the Shtar and use it as a bottle stop. That is Rav Yosef's shot.
Why don't they just give the Shtar to
the Loiva? They could. But normally the loiva, Rashi learns at least that the loiva would not maintain it as a bottle stop. It wasn't worth it for him to take the chance. So the Rashi learns the case was the Malva would mean case where the in a case where the Malva would maintain it for that purpose. According to Bihud, that was mutter. You know, if the lawyer was acceptable to that arrangement, that was the usage which existed. And the Chum say that the even lawyer agrees, we are not going to allow you to maintain this item. That's not the case. It's not what they're arguing about. Everybody holds that the case was you may not maintain a shtar pedua. The law is the lawyer is not believed to say I paid against the shtar. Malv has a shtar, and the lawyer says I paid the lachay, but it's never got the shtar back from me. Love is not believed to say that. Is that only by a shtar which has been, which we've not, but the lawyer is believed to make a claim of mezuyev. It's a forgery. And that will force the malva to go and validate the signatures. And there's a process how you validate the signatures. You can get the edim, or we can compare the signatures to other documents that we have, etc. What will be in a case where the shtar is not mekuyev? It's not been validated. The lawyer says parat. If he would have claimed mezuyev, he would have won, right? Because he's believed to say it's a forgery. But he didn't say mezuyev. He said parat. Well, you cannot believe that parat gets the valid shtar. But on the other hand, the only person who's validating the shtar is the lawyer, because the lawyer would have said mezuyev if it would be up the creek. So the source of validation is the lawyer. So now believe him when he said parat, because he could have said mezuyev. Or do you argue and say that? But there's such a thing as parati on a shtar. If I have the shtar, you would not leave the shtar with me if you paid up the loan. So the fact that I have the shtar and you're not denying its validity indicates you didn't pay. So what's the loch over there? That's a machlokes. Moed b'shtar shekos, the person admits that the shtar has been written. It's a valid document. Tzarech l'kama, do you still need to then validate it independently or not? So the word says in Rehuda, "Sabr b'mad b'shar shekasu." Sorry, I skipped. Tanakama, "Sabr b'mad b'shar shekasu." Tzarech l'kaim, right? That even after the lawyer admits, there still would be a need for to the valid shtar. So when the lawyer says the shtar is perua, that's it. You can't use the shtar anymore, because the only way you'd have to go validate, which I guess the case was, it wasn't to validate. So the case of Misha Pro wasn't that we actually know that he paid. The lawyer is claiming that it's paid. So this now is a pretty much a worthless document unless you are able to be Mekayim. In a case where you're not able to be Mekayim, so then it's a worthless document. You heard a server? No. But Rosh Hashanah calls, "Ain't Tzarech L'kayim." So if the lawyer says Parati, the Malva wins, because the lawyer has just validated the shtar. He says, well, you admit it was a valid shtar, and you're not believing that Parati, so I just won. So of course it's a valuable document to him. My actually pro, Misha pro, the language of the price, it says before they paid, and if when they pay, doesn't mean actual payment. It means actually lawyer Parati, lawyer Parati. It's discussing of the lawyer is claiming Parati, not that, right? So it's a question of the claim. Let's see Rashi, and we'll hold the other Terusim for tomorrow. Misha Pro, Potter, the Kamim first. The Mursa said, once you paid, did you Potter? So, what's the case? Where's the case they're arguing? Map Tam, there's some Dreim. Why should it be so? So, also, Lisha start Peru, the Tanakama says, also, Mishim Shanem, Pasuk, and Ir, Al Tashkin, Boralecha, Avlo, do not maintain something which is an abuse, an Avlo, in your home. So someone which can be abused and falsely to go claim he didn't pay. I still have the shtar. Hey, didn't pay. Go collect the second time. Don't get near that. So the malva will not keep it as a bottle stop. Shum iser. V'lovinami loymashile. Loym is not going to keep it. Shem yovel l'day malva, because he's afraid he might lose it. The malva will get it. We have to be to end on the malva. Will collect the second time. So the lawyer is not keeping this document. The malva may not keep this document. So that's it. So it's worthless. And Rehuda says, "Mutter, he'll keep it. He'll see a malva kayev. The tzarech lo shkruch pitzuchlis. He could use it as a battle stop." When he gets the document back, He'll destroy it. He won't keep it. He doesn't want to keep it because he's afraid he'll lose it. He'd rather destroy it. If he gets it back, he's not going to keep it as a bottle stop. Well, it's not really valuable in the sense that it has a usage. It has no usage. It's not going to be used as anything anymore. It's for destruction. So that's not a valuable. Having it doesn't do anything for him. As long as the Malva doesn't have it, he's happy. So it has no value to him, per se. He's not going to use it as a proof. He's going to destroy it. And then the loch is, once if the Malva comes out of the Yaakov, the Lovis is brought to him, he's believed. Well, there's no monetary value either. Levis believed this Parati without a star. There's no star, the Levis believed this Parati.
There's certainly monetary value, though, if it's lost, that's a monetary value.
It's not valuable to the Levis.
How much is it? It's valuable to the Levis, to the amount that it's written for. Because he can lose that amount, he's at risk for it.
I understand, but it's not a value in the sense of, you know, so the solution is to destroy it. Don't say it's a valuable document. It's a worthless document in the sense of it has no function.
It's not valuable to the money for it.
I said, but if the normal the way to deal with it is by destroying it, not by keeping it and storing it. So you don't have to verify it. Just do it. He agrees that there was a loan. He agrees it was written up a document. So now the Rashi over here translates the concept over here a little very 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 not clearly. Rashi says, we'll call Kama Deloy Omer Hachi Lav Shorahu. The words don't read. The need of Kiyum would now be on the Malva's part to be able to say the Levi cannot say Le Parati. Until that happens, it's not a valid star. Ilav Mashkech Sadi Lahakar Chasima, unless the Malva can find Aiden to recognize the signature. Why the man Kamashli the Shtara, who's making this a valid star? Loiva. Dumber Kasavti, because he says that he wrote it. Well, Loiva Nami Hokamer Parati. A Pesha Asahu, a Pesha Hitter. So the source which created the validity of the item, which gave it Asahu in the sense made it, you know, tied it up, made it significant, also said it's worth it, because I paid. Hil Misha Pro, Kamer Misha Yarmer Parati, Hotter. So the Leibus has no need. The star is now not is a dysfunctional, non-functional item because you can't use it for anything. You hear the Sarein Sarkle Kaim. The Kibin the Moedish Akosri, beloved by the Leibus, admits that he borrowed with it. Hareo Kilo Kiyamuhu Chaysimov. It's like you've validated the signatures. The Gavin by calls Manchem Metzias. So the Malvin now can use it and collect. And the language of Achaloy Yomer Parati Leparati Klemer Achaloy Omer Parati Chayev. Yishamar Parati Potter to Botelay. And the Leiva says Parati, he says, yeah, it's a Shabbat document. Great. So he says the word Parati. And then it's up, the current of the Tanakhami is up the creek. One says Parati is Botelay.